WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. One way to get people to listen to contemporary music is to get a beloved star to perform it. But since big stars usually shy away from contemporary music, it's major news when this actually happens. Last week at Tanglewood, cellist Yo-Yo Ma played the world premiere of electronic music composer Todd Machover's Begin Again Again, which was written for Ma. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was at the performance and says that the fact that Ma was willing to play the composition is a testament both to Machover's distinction and to Ma's good taste.
That's the haunting opening of Todd Machover's Begin Again, Again. Yo-Yo Ma is playing an electric cello, and his notes are being expanded, altered, and accompanied by four onstage computers. Machover calls this relationship between computer and instrument a hyper-instrument. Machover is also known for the way his electronic music combines traditional classical forms with pounding rock rhythms and improvisational jazz. Before the performance, he gave an informal talk about what he and his team of computer programmers and operators were trying to do. He explained how an electronic wristband attached to Yo-Yo Ma's bowing arm gives the computer information about the way he bows, how fast and with how much pressure, and the way the computer transforms these messages into different kinds of sound. There's even a small radio transmitter on the bow and an antenna on the bridge of the electric cello. I'm not sure, though, if all the technical discussion really serves the music. Afterwards, people were talking mostly about the computers. And what's exciting about Begin Again Again is how beautiful and moving and powerful it is, how it lasts nearly half an hour and there isn't a dull moment, how dramatically it builds, and what a great opportunity it is for a magnificent performer like Yo-Yo Ma. The entire piece is actually a series of 10 variations in two movements. After the quiet opening, it revs up. It gets faster and more violent. One variation is called jaggedly aggressive. The world seems to be on the verge of chaos. If there's any fault with this piece, it may be that the aggression continues too long. But suddenly, there's a kind of suspension. The cello stops, but the music continues, like an aftershock. This is the point where Yo-Yo Ma exchanges the electric cello for his Stradivarius. We begin again, again, at the still center. But that stillness is threatened. Mm-hmm. It's as if morning had come and the birds had awakened. And again, we begin again. It's very moving that the whole orchestral range of the accompaniment is actually generated by the real cello at the moment it's being played. Nothing is on tape. Nothing is manufactured out of nothing. It's as if all these sounds are inherent in the cello itself and in the way Yo-Yo Ma plays it. I don't know if I share Macover's conviction that this is the music of the future. I'm happy enough that it's the music of the present.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.